Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I totally know. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Thursday. 5K a day starts on Monday. We're very excited about that. All you need is the Odyssey app. It's free. You listen to it for an hour a day. Listen to our show. Log in. Listen to Alice. And you'll be eligible every time you give us an hour in a given day. You get a daily entry. Five grand every day.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing.
That's a lot.
Scott Capurro is here on the show.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
A lot to you two. You're both loaded, but a lot. I'm a renter.
Yeah, it means nothing to us. Yeah. We could care less.
It's a drop in your.
Right. Sure.
Huge bucket. Yeah.
So, listen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Vinny, about your question. A power bottom is the bottom who's very aggressive and proud of who they are. And they kind of control the situation. It's like,
even though they're on the bottom.
They're like, do it now. Vinny asked me, what's the difference between a bottom and a power bottom?
He did ask that.
He did.
Yes.
He started, yeah. He didn't say, hello, how are you? Happy 2025. I haven't seen you in a while. First question was, can you tell me?
That was the first thing out of his mouth.
He flung the door open and said, I got a question for you. What's the difference?
I think we were having a nice chat.
I'll meet you guys in the studio.
Yeah, we were all talking about nice things, puppies and kitties. And like,
just
I think
so you
the Disney
guys
Channel.
Know, I'm being framed right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is 100% true. I'm sorry, Dan. Brother, I got your back.
We were singing Little Mermaid songs when he walked in, I think.
We were literally singing Little Mermaid.
Pat Carroll.
Yeah, that song. And you came in, bro, tell me the difference between a bottom and a power. The bottom. The bottom is the passive, like, oh, whatever, like, behave in any way you like. Give me, and the power bottom is like, do it now. And they may not be.
Didn't realize there had to be such a distinction made.
There's a variance of all those things. Some days you might feel like, whatever you like. And then some days you might feel like, bake my cake. Bake
Bun
it
in
now.
The oven.
Yeah, ice me or whatever. Toss my salad. Yeah, anyway, whatever. Oh. Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah, whatever you want to say, you know, just you get really aggressive and like exclamation point at the beginning of the sentence and at the end, the way Latinos do it.
So that's what
all
you
exclamation
do.
Points. Yes, exactly. What? No. Who says I'm a bottom? Why do you assume that about me? What is it about me that
Why
rings
says
bottom?
About it, my God.
I guess a Little Mermaid on the taxi on the way here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just know these things from, you know, I've dipped my toe in a lot of areas.
Water.
Yeah.
Let's change the subject.
Nice to see you guys.
Good
it's
idea.
So great
Happy
to see you. Oh my God, it's going to be
and
great.
All my
so
friends
far,
are
so
apoplectic
fun.
About the election. And don't worry, right? It's only 4 years. My sister's divorce took longer than that, right? It'll fly by. Right?
Your sister's divorced?
Oh my God, yes, finally. Thank God. Thank God. She's happy, right?
Is she?
Yeah. No one in my family.
No one's ever
is.
Happy.
No, very aggressive, my family.
Capurro's a sullen bunch.
Stabbing each other in the back at every family function. Mm. But she seems happy, right? Mm-hmm. Gulp, gulp. So, you know, whatever, right? She's on her own, and she's doing great.
So let's talk about Waymo.
Yeah. I love Waymo.
So a couple, I don't know when it was, 6 months ago, last time you were in here, I was like driving in Waymo, and you had, like, I think you did a practice run that didn't work out.
Yeah, there's they didn't recognize me.
There are steps.
They didn't know my film videography. Oh, they didn't know who I was.
They didn't read you back your IMDb, and so you're like, "This can't be my car." They pulled up and they took out,
"Hello, do you know who I am?" Power bottom here, and so this time.
So I knew it.
This time I got in, and I got to choose all the music today, Sarah. Like they're playing some kind of contemporary, whatever.
Oh, they there's music on
when you get in, and they're like, "Hi, how are you, Scott?
Really? Welcome."
Oh, they talk to you.
Oh,
hey,
a girl
Scott.
Voice or a boy voice?
And the first question isn't about if you're a power bottom; it's just a regular one. That's not the first question.
Oh, the second question?
Yeah, the third, hopefully. No, they leave that. They first say, "How are you? Happy 2020." 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did.
And a girl or a boy voice?
A girl voice.
Okay.
So I barely heard it. Oh,
okay,
sorry.
Right, sure.
And then, but then I'm like, oh, hey, where's the booze? And then they're like driving along. I'm like, can we stop for fentanyl? They don't do that, sadly, on the way here, because that's why I'm back.
Yeah.
You know, fentanyl.
How do you have a lot of requests?
Well, you know, you got
I'm
stuff
glad to
hear
do. That they're on the up and up.
I'm working. Yeah, they don't stop. Yeah, you stop at a light, you think about running out and grabbing some, but you can't if you leave the car, it's over,
it's
right?
Over, the
they break up
over,
with you. So yeah, you're in the car, and then I chose Disney, of course.
No, hold on. So did she ask? Did this voice that you barely listened to ask you like what sort of music would you be interested in hearing?
Well, first she said, I guess because Vinny is paying for it, she asked if I was a top or a bottom. That was the first question.
Got it, right?
And then I answered that, and then she said, well, so what are we listening to today, Power Bottom? And I told her. She suggested Disney, knowing that I'm a power bottom, and so I chose Aladdin at first, but they went straight for Little Mermaid. I guess they know my true. I wanted to hear Aladdin. I just felt like Aladdin.
No,
Aladdin
you said
mood.
Lion King.
Well, no, first Lion King. I didn't choose that one. And then I was wheeling through, and then they just went straight to Little Mermaid, which was fantastic.
Oh, God.
I forgot how great that
and
was.
And they did the Ursula song, right?
They did the Ursula song.
And then there was, unfortunate souls.
Oh, soul. And then they did the Aladdin, which was great.
That's great. A whole new world.
No.
Which song did they do?
They did the, I don't
Under
know.
Under the Sea.
No, I don't know Aladdin as well. They did the one about, it's a bit rappy, the Aladdin song. Yeah, it was great.
Anyway, I don't know the Aladdin.
It was fantastic. And then, you know, you're wheeling down the window and saying hello to people that can't afford it. Hey, scum. Hey, look at me. I'm on a tour.
You know, here's the crazy thing, though.
Yeah, totally. You're on tour. Look at me. I got a private car.
He goes, yeah, I got a tour of the city in my Waymo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're
and
not driving.
Like, right. You sit in the back and just get to look out the window.
You're in traffic.
But here's the thing. So it's $18
to take a
Waymo from where Scott lives in the middle of the city here
to
downtown.
A little
bit
more than 2 miles. It's cheap.
So, and that's it. That's the price.
That's it.
No tip.
No.
And no parking. I was like, it would have cost you more to park.
Seriously. And that's if your car is still there when you get back, by the way. Well, we're in San Francisco, right? So yes, it was great. Fantastic. All the pressure's off and it stopped right in front of my house. And there was no problem this time. It recognized me. Obviously,
so
they've been reading
you,
up.
Do you send it a code or something? How do you?
You're on the app. It's
oh,
all
okay.
app stuff.
All right.
All app generated. All right. Yeah, I finally downloaded. I didn't have the app last time. I didn't know I was meant to have that. That's why.
Oh, well, that would
Well, I just thought it's my face. Hello. Two feature films, Academy Award winner. Hello. So... Well, you know, how many times do I have to rock the punchline before rip the roof off that place before they know?
When did you get anywhere near an Academy Award?
I'm into it too. Well, three. No, I didn't win. The film won. And so I'm a team player. I'm on the team, right? Right?
Yes, Uncle Jack.
Yeah, hello. So, yeah, still recognizable.
Is that your name?
Yeah, whatever. So, yeah. And so it was great. It was great, and we didn't have to talk. You know, when I used to go to London years ago, when I took taxis, when I got there, you would say hello to the taxi driver, and they'd recognize an accent, and so they'd start talking, and then they'd be talking for like 40 minutes to your location.
Yeah.
And oh my, by the time you get out of the car, your ears are bleeding. It was just terrible, and they tell you all their right-wing conservative political views, because a lot of taxi drivers tend to be in the UK. And then, you know, you just agree, because you just want to get your right, you know, but this, not a word.
No.
It's a Jag.
You're in a box that got driven to where you want to go.
Everything's clean. I smelled great. It was great.
That's great.
Now, if I brought a second person or picked somebody up, you know, straggler, some street urchin that needed a ride somewhere, where I had to pick them up. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, and I can get it done in 2 minutes. I can still brick. But if I can get that done in the car, do I have to pay for that? Do I pay for that? As a power bottom in the car, do I have to pay for that? Do you guys know? Hello? Anybody
well,
there?
I mean, it depends on the transaction you worked out with the person you picked up.
Right.
I don't think the car charges
that. I assume it's all
they're
hands.
They're not providing that as a service.
It's all hands on in the car, right? It's all hands on. So I've got my hand on. And then do they don't know any of this though, right? They don't have
Scott
a camera.
Scott DiPero here on the, of course you're on camera.
Oh, you
ding
are?
Dong.
Really? In the car? You are? They're watching you?
You think you're not?
Oh, the
you really
Russians.
Think you're not.
So they just won't let go, will they?
Scott DiPero, longtime friend of the show. If you're just joining us, Scott DiPero is here with us back in the, back in the USSA. So you've got a couple dates coming up. Do you want to?
Yeah, California Theater on the 18th in Santa Rosa. I won't be taking Waymo there.
Oh, my God.
I'm bringing my husband, who got ill on the plane on the way here. I don't know how. But he got ill the night before. He's been really sick. Yeah. It's bad. He's not left the bed for like 3 days.
Do you have like a norovirus or
something? And it means he doesn't have to do anything. So I have to do everything, including driving. So we'll be driving north together with him quiet in the car, silently.
Why don't you just leave him at home? Be like, you're sick. I'm not taking you.
Because you know what? It's weird. Fans like him. They want to meet him. They want to see him. They want photos.
He's sick. Do not bring the sick dude to the show.
He'll be fine by then. But
really?
I
suppose that's the 18th, right? He'll be able to drive by then, too.
Hopefully. But I mean, you know, people, when they meet me, they're like, oh, where's your husband? They want to see the show, but they don't really want to talk to me so much. It's like my family. When I don't bring Edson, they're really annoyed. They have to clear his plate away from the table, and then no one talks to me because no one likes me. They really like, I don't know what it is about him. Why they like him. He's not a people person. He hates people, but he puts on a good front. He really does. He's really...
It's all a lie.
He can't stand the American accent, but he copes with it, right? I didn't know why. When I first met him, I thought that he'd eroticized America like so many foreigners do. But then as he got to know California, he's just not such a big fan anymore, I don't think. It's weird. It hurts my feelings a little bit. I can't help it.
Because this is your home?
Well, he likes normal people, but you're not going to find any here. Like when we travel other places like Albuquerque or New York or Boston, we were last summer, he liked it because people are a bit more normal there. But, you know, like where you're from, where people are more down to earth and more grounded and
could
poorer.
It possibly be that he's insanely jealous and you've boned half the city?
Mm. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
That's making a solid point.
How did you slip through my fingers? I'll never figure that one out.
You had him in your lap at one point.
I know, seriously. And maybe it happened. I've done so much fentanyl, maybe I don't remember. I don't know.
That's who he hates. All the boys who come around going, oh, hey, Scott.
All the boys. Nice to see you. Scott's done before.
I'm so old, half of them are dead. No, I don't know. I guess it happened a few times. Sarah, do you remember? I used to bring a few by your house, a couple that I think I left there, didn't I? I just left on the street.
You used to bring Mark around all the time, but I think he's the only one.
No, Mark and I never.
I know, but that's the only guy that you would bring around.
Oh, right. So I respected your boundaries.
It's not like you didn't ever do him. Like Edson has legitimate jealousy for Mark, right?
No, Mark and I never.
Never, ever, once in your entire.
That's why our friendship lasted so long. Never. Nothing.
Really?
No. I would tell you.
I feel that you would. I'm just very surprised. I just always assumed that he was just someone who you hit it off with.
We had a really great rapport about everything else, but not about that. No. And I think that's why the friendship sustained.
I thought gay guys did that just like just people do high fives.
I got to blow my nose.
Seriously. And when we first met, it made me feel bad about myself, but then I remembered how hot I was. And again, two Academy Award winning films. So that brought it all back. But for a minute, it was a letdown, I've got to say. It gave me a little bit.
And
I got
thought
over
the whole Fat Matt eyes was like foreplay for you. Like you called him names, Fat Matt or whatever, and that was part of your like. Now he's gonna really want me.
No, Matt.
Matt, he did date. We're talking about Mark.
They're different people.
Are you all right? Matt.
Do you know where you are?
I don't know. What day is it? Get out of here.
Matt and Mark are different names. You know that, right? Are you okay?
I don't know.
I know numbers are hard.
Seething with jealousy.
No, Fat Matt wasn't fat. For God's sake, I don't want letters. He was bulimic, so I called him Fat Matt. It was kind of a control thing. But that was completely different. That was something else.
So you have been with Matt.
He was a boyfriend. That was like 25 years ago.
Okay.
We're very hung up on your old boyfriends. Because now you're married.
I forgot about him until
you
just brought him up.
Well, that's why I'm saying... Your husband
but I've been married
like
for so many years, and I want to say, what do you think I was doing before I met you when I was 47 and minus? What do you think I was doing all those years? A gay guy living in San Francisco with all my film credits. What do you think happened? I got what I like. Trump says you can squeeze what you want when you're famous, right?
Sure,
I got what I wanted.
Sure, right.
I had to kick them off for God's sake. I'm working. Back off. What's the front row filled for? Go sit in the back. I've got to tell Joe. They're all over me. Seriously, it was difficult. It was impossible. I was 6 foot two with auburn colored hair and green eyes.
I'm a 6 foot two.
Hi. 6 foot two and a half. 180 pounds. So these are stats that you laid anytime. I'm a tall guy. People want to see the tall guys. They just do.
Tall, thin, funny, snarky.
People don't like short guys.
You really did.
Seriously. If I wanted women, it would have been 28.7. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sure.
Because women do not like little guys. Sorry. But they don't. That makes them feel big. They don't want to feel big, right? They want to feel small and in control. So I don't know if any met somebody. That poor wife of his. Jesus. How she puts up with that. She must feel huge. She must feel like a mountain. Right?
Scott Capurro, everybody here.
Is she Mount Rushmore in the relationship? Right? You're the anthill.
I only have one button.
On Mount Rushmore. That's all right.
That's
you got several buttons. I pushed them all today, I think.
Well, he started it. I'm going to say he walked right in.
He did. And this is what a power bottom sounds like. You turned it. You set it on. You started it. I put my power bottom to sleep in the Wayne mode, but then you brought it all back.
No,
I come in here all diplomacy ridden. Trying to be nice, right, to the man? I gotta be nice, Sarah tells me.
Diplomacy ridden.
What does that mean?
Did you just call Vinny Sarah's husband?
I did, a little bit. Yeah, okay. I forgot. Well, I forget, because you guys seem so simpatico.
Yes, we are.
I can't believe you're still together after all.
I know, after all these years.
Is it 30 years yet?
In 2026, it'll be 30 years.
I had a little vacation.
But we were still, it wasn't like we weren't in contact.
Yeah, you were still in contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott's playing at the California Theater in Santa Rosa on January 18th. Uh-huh. Hopefully your husband will be.
He'll be there, yeah. And my family might show up.
Clandestine Brewery in San Jose on the 31st. No,
your newly single sister?
She doesn't come anymore because she's terrified.
What do you mean? Who are you talking about then?
No, my cousins. All my cousins. My uncle. The ex-cop and all his sons and their wives and stuff.
Right. It's hard to keep
daughter.
Track of your whole
family. They're all cops. They're all great. They bring all their friends. They're like, I'm the little one in my family. They're all taller than me. They bring these huge retired cops with them.
So. Oh,
I know. It's fantastic. Mm. We bump shoulders, teeny tiny shoulders of mine bumped against. Yes. What is it?
Vinny's hand is up. He's
what
he's going full on Arnold Horseshack.
My sister won't come because she's terrified. I'll talk about her daughter.
Speaking about your family now, and you know, for a long time, you told us about this legacy that you were waiting to cash in on.
Dude, this is one of Vinny's favorites.
Yeah. It's one of those big, like, my dad has been hoarding money and won't share with me.
Yeah,
and
as it turns out,
passed.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, got this big payout.
I did. I paid off my credit cards, which is nice. That was great.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. I paid off the credit cards. And we went to dinner at Sinai a couple of times. Uh-huh. Right. And by the way, thanks for dinner at Christmas. We appreciate that. You bought us dinner. It was really nice of you. Or in September, whenever it was.
Back to my question,
thank you for that.
Have you blown through your legacy yet?
I'm glad you finished that sentence. I didn't know where you were going with that word. Good Lord. I never know with you. God. Anyway, have I blown what?
Through your legacy.
Oh, right. Is that a euphemism? No.
You actually could be.
I'm quite limber, so yoga. I could blow my legacy. But anyway, no. No, we did pretty well. We did pretty well. We're okay, but it's not the money it would have been 20 years ago if my dad had kicked then out of politeness, jumped off the bridge. No, now the money is less, but it's okay, you know, whatever. We go to Whole Foods once a month, you know, and get expired food from Safeway out of the back, you know, every couple of days. We're all right, right? Fill the tank up and then take the bus.
I think he's fine.
Did
you happen to see the sexy running pants he has on today?
They're camo.
Well,
they're long johns.
What's with the gut? Boy, you hit it hard at Christmas.
Get off me. I'm 62. I can't believe you just said that. I can't believe you are. I'm a guest in this room. First, it's the power bar, not my gut. There's no. It's a little bit. Oh my God, who blushes anymore?
How deep is that belly button?
How deep is your belly button? How deep is your belly button? It's gotten deeper, I know. Shut up. Oh, you're so mean. I weigh the same, but you know what happens, right? What? I've got little tiny back biscuits. It would be better if they were big ones to match everything else, but they're not. I know. God, I hate you. I hate you with every pore of my power bottom being right now. I do. I'm never coming back here, ever. You have ruined it. That is it. Oh, you won't have me in your 30th year. That's it. I will not be back here. Oh, my God. They were nicer to Little Mermaid than you are to me, for God's sake.
Dude, what are you looking at me for?
Because you're smart. You're enjoying every second of this, I can tell. I'm wearing acrylic. You can't. It's not fair in acrylic. I'm wearing stretch. That's why I look like that.
Holy cow.
I know. I let it hang. I exhale for 1 second. How could you? And look who's talking anyway. You look fine. Anyway, see, I'm so nice to you about your appearance. I would never say a word to you like that.
Oh, my gosh. How dare you try to.
So
mean. Well, it's true. It is a control thing.
it's a control band on my shorts.
One word out of you and he's.
Oh, God. My shorts are unraveling. What have you done?
Your self-confidence is undermined.
I know. It's terrible.
Anyway, what's up with those stupid pants you have on?
That's the worst
thing I've ever seen you in.
I know. Well, because I was going to run here and show off my cute little shorts.
Running pants. Those are like weird.
No, but I'm wearing my running
long johns.
I remember this one. I'm like, oh God, I'm not running. I'm taking the taxi. And all I had to wear over my shorts, I'd already dressed, was these. They're cute though. Hello, they're Ralph Lauren. They're not cheap. They're Polo.
They're
Ralph Lauren camouflage.
They're long johns. They're like, those are underwear.
This is how the kids dress, Sarah. Everyone.
You are not a kid.
But I'm young. It's at my spirit. I'm young. My spirit animal is a child. That sounds weird. Anyway, yes, my spirit animal is infantile. So yeah, I'm fresh. These are my fresh camouflage. I hate you. I hate you. Hate you. Hate you. They're my fresh. Oh, you're so mean. You're the meanest person on earth. You are. You are. You're the meanest person in my life. Of all the mean people, of all the dead ones and the live ones, the living, Fat Matt, all of them. My niece. You are. How could you? Knowing how I feel.
Knowing how vulnerable.
How nice I've been to you over the decades. I've supported everything about you.
He's such a fragile little thing.
Everything I say about you is nice. Even to strangers. I could say things about you, but I don't. I'm like, oh, I'm nice to him. Yeah, I'm nice because I like him.
Where are you playing again?
I don't want you there. I don't want you there. I don't want your friends there.
You are in San Jose on the 31st.
I will be in San Jose on the 31st at the clandestine brewery. I almost said bakery. The clandestine brewery. I hope it's small. I hope that can roll me in. I hope I can. I'll have to inhale to get through the doors. Oh my God.
Vinny's proud of himself. We're going to be talking about this later.
Am I fat? Sarah, tell me. Am I fat? Will somebody tell me the truth? Is what he said the truth? My husband lies to me all the time because he knows who I am. I've had doctors lie to me for years. Am I fat? Am I?
Oh, you're actually going to stop talking so I can do an answer?
I'm trying to lose weight. That's why I'm speaking rapidly.
You are fat.
Oh, thank you for being honest. Thank you for being honest. I'm finally in the majority in this country. I've always been, right?
You've always been such a standalone.
But finally.
Such a svelte. I'm with figure.
Being the gay, I've always been the minor, but now I'm with everybody else, right? Gays are mainstream and I'm fat. No. Thank you, Vinny. In a way, thank you.
My God.
Right? Maybe I will.
You know, maybe you should run through like a quick yoga practice in here while we're in. We'll see if you can blow that
legacy.
This
is why they want me on Fox News. Maybe now I'm finally part of the mainstream. Finally. Oh. Should I play Joe Rogan's club in Austin? Everybody's going there. That's the epicenter of comedy.
You
now.
Should go.
Really? Because they have asked me to come there in February for a few
then
days.
Then you should go.
All right.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's, you know.
You'll fit right in. It'd be fun.
Will I?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the
podcasts? I've seen some of the stuff you said on TV.
Oh, okay.
I've seen, yeah.
All right.
I'm well aware. Of,
so I'll be all right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think you'll be just fine.
I think I want to reclaim the words. Because they say a lot of the F-word.
Don't say that.
I won't say the word.
Don't reclaim the words.
But they say gay.
Don't reclaim the words. Because honestly, you're not helping people who are struggling.
But they say gay in a negative
way
sometimes.
Just because you fit in so well now in the world. And you've really come into your own.
I can use it. Right.
I don't want you to make it harder for other people who might still be struggling. Even though you think.
Oh my God.
So you're saying that I should be more like them?
Yes.
Okay.
If that's going to be your
audience. I can do that.
You should be more like them.
Right. Right. Okay. I could be closeted like some performers who make
it's
a lot of money.
It's too late for that.
All right. Okay. Because they know.
No, because
the proof is in the chubby pudding. All right. Okay. We're all right. All right. Then I'll just be me. I'll just be a bloated, old, semi-retired homosexual from San Francisco. I'll do that act. I have that act. I can do that act. Yeah.
Oh no, that's fully your act.
That's basically my act. Right. So, all right. I'll do that one.
It's like, so good, you know,
good thing about being chubby. Thank you, Vinny. So now I say chubby. Being
actually, chubby's the word you should use.
Right.
That
yeah.
is, I can picture you on stage starting your chubby jokes.
There's a chubby, a comic with that name in Britain. He's very successful. Oh. I can use it here. Roy Chubby Brown, but I can call myself Scott Chubby Caparo, right?
Yeah, you could.
Right? Cappy. Chubby Cappy. CC. Right?
Chubby Cappy.
Chub Cap. Mm. I'm Chub Cap. So I can go, I'm going to do my Chub Cap jokes. Mm. Oh, it'd be great. Oh, man. Yeah.
I can't decide if we're body shaming or not, and I'm feeling like less and less comfortable with this.
He body shamed me earlier on air.
Oh, no, that was just a control thing. He was trying to pull a Fat Matt on you.
But you told me I was fat as well. You both said it. Mm. Everybody's saying it.
Oh, you poor thing.
The chorus. Of-
you know what? Here's the thing about you. Like, it would be easy to destroy you.
Because I have such a huge ego and low self-esteem.
Yes.
Constitution of a killer.
Yes.
Or a brain surgeon.
Like,
it's true.
It's actually.
It's true. It's a comic comedian. I hate myself.
The emotions that. Oh, that
seriously. I'm
over your
really
face.
Crying inside. I am. I'm holding back the tears. It's really hard for me. Actually,
I'm aware.
My eyes are turning red. I'm a little bit embarrassed. I am. You've made me cry a little bit. I am.
Oh my God.
No one's ever called me fat before. It's never happened.
Never.
But you know, I'm turning a page. I am with my chubby fingers. My little and my little chubby fingers are turning the page in the fat, creasy book. I am.
Oh my God, are we going to teach you damage control and assure you that you're not fat?
It's a recipe
this
book.
Is like the skinniest person. Every single one of us looks at Scott and goes, oh my God, how does that old man do that?
Oh my, you're so mean. I'm sweating. He's making me sweat, thank God, because I'm losing weight. I can feel myself losing weight. I won't eat for 3 days. I haven't had bread in 16 years anyway. Oh my God.
He never eats bread.
No, I dream about it. I'm like Julia Roberts in that movie. I dream about bread. I can't eat it.
Yeah.
But if I had bread, imagine what I'd look like. Oh my God. No, I'm glad you said this. I'm glad.
Oh God, it's
like
ridiculous.
Rehab. It's rehab for me.
If you are this breakable, I think you can't come on the show anymore. Did it take all this time for us to find out that with one word we can break you?
I'm like a hairdresser. I think I'm better at what I do than anyone else, but I hate myself for doing it. I'm a yoga teacher. That's why I'm like a yoga teacher. It's terrible, terrible how I am. Seriously, a comic. Yeah, I mean, I've been dropped
I'm
on my head.
I'm feeling like I need to do this.
So I hate authority
figures.
You're
perfect. That's why I'm, in every way. So,
but it's
you're
too
perfect.
Late.
It's and too not late. Only are you perfect, you're only getting more perfect at her.
I'm seeing you from behind. I'm seeing you in
so
my
don't look at me from behind.
No, you're in my rear. You're in my rear view. I'm driving forward, and Vinny's the future. This is what I'm going to face when I'm on stage. Now, hey, fatty, get off! I'm going to hear that from the audience. I'm going to hear from the hecklers.
Why are you suggesting these things?
Hey, fatty, get off stage, Mr. Chubby. Hey, chubby cat.
So broken.
Move on, chubby cat.
Scott Capurro. We're talking with Scott Capurro, completely broken comedian.
Oh my God, you've broken.
After all these years of being on the show,
I have one thing.
We have one joke.
One thing.
No, that is not your one thing. Your self worth should not be based on how deep your belly
button is. Of course it is. Like everyone else. Why should I be different from anyone? We're all based on our appearance, especially at my age. That's all you have left. All the lies I've been telling myself.
You've done a great job today. Thank you so much.
Yes, you really have.
Scott Capurro,
everybody.
For waking me up from my slumber.
Scott is at the California Theater in Santa Rosa.
It's like a Disney film.
January 18th.
I'm woken up by the kiss of the radio DJ.
I'm doing your plug. I don't know if you want your plug or not. Clandestine Brewery in San Jose on January 31st. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon because you're going to go home and you're going to write a whole act about
this.
Chubby
Mermaid. The Chubby Mermaid.
Oh my God. Chubby Mermaid. Coming soon.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app. Just you have to stop laughing. Now he cannot control himself. But thank you, Scott Capurro, for coming on the show today. You've destroyed Vinny as well. You were broken and so was Vinny. Vinny's like hacking up a lung. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh.
Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. Mm. So check it out, Saturdays. All right, here's what's happening. Sunny today. Beautiful out the window here in downtown San Francisco. Sunny in 60s. There's that.
And
also,
it looks sparkling out there.
I don't have any specific updates for you, but we do continue to keep an eye on what's happening down south. Obviously, we're praying. Maybe it's not obvious. I am praying for all of you. I have been evacuated. Luckily, nothing happened to my home. But I know that feeling of like, this is my home.
This could be it. This could be the last
and
time
a lot
I leave
of people.
This place.
And the lady that I'm friends with, that she's a stand-up comedian who we were interviewing her, and she was like, I got a call from this guy. And the next thing you know, she's on a hit TV show.
Bob Hart's Abishola.
Yeah, but what's the name of the guy?
He's Chuck Lorre.
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah.
She got a call from Chuck Lorre, and the next thing you know, she's on a hit TV show. And living in LA and buys this beautiful palace, which is now ash.
It's literally ash. Was that on her Instagram that you found
it? It was,
that?
Yep. Gina Yashere
is
her name.
It's It's exactly what you think. It's a fireplace with a chimney in a hellscape.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening to regular people and celebrities. I'm praying for you all. It's awful. And I hope y'all didn't decide this year insurance is too expensive.
So then, been a terrible year for that.
Yep. So anyway, I'll update you if I get any new news. Also, number 6, Penn State plays football tonight against number 7, Notre Dame in the college football playoffs. That's at 4:30.
Football.
And a national, yes. And a national day of mourning for Jimmy Carter, who passed, I believe, weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Wasn't it?
It was over vacation, so yeah. I'm not sure the exact date.
But today's the day, okay. So there will be no mail and a few, it's possible, other closures.
Flags at half-mast.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there's that.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
Fast facts.
Light bulbs in the New York City subway and other train systems have left-hand screws. The backwards design is to prevent people from stealing bulbs for use at home.
Because they wouldn't work in their home. They're not threaded right.
Right.
How interesting. Also, because you'd be like trying to do, you know, lefty loosey, and you would be making it, you're like, oh, you just can't loosen them. They must glue them in there.
Speaking of, can I just mention this real quick? So
it's your show.
The home, the home that I currently live in is not brand new. We're the second owners. And so the things that made it through the first owner are now starting to break down, and we get to the joy of like getting them fixed. And as I have had to have people out, they have repeatedly told me, this includes plumbers and other, that the people, contractors that build these homes often are just trying to make it so they can leave. And you don't have to deal with it. They don't have to come back and deal with within the first year any broken stuff. All of the plumbing, this faucets, these things were glued in or done in a way that I've had to have people out. You can't undo them yourself. And I've been tripping on it.
So instead of tightening a nut underneath, so you can just loosen the whole thing up, they're gluing the...
them or do they... And I keep coming up against it where the plumber comes out and I go, look, this is ridiculous. I'm not a real handy guy, but I can unscrew stuff and I can be like, come on. And every time the guys have said, no, this is what they do. They do this and it's going to take me a minute. And each time they've been like, it's not just me. It's what they've done to put these things in. He goes, if this happens, they glue the toilets down too. Mm-hmm. Like glue them down where you have to replace it. And you break the floor getting
it out.
You've
got to retile the bathroom, basically.
So just so you know, if that's happening to you, it's happening to me too. And it's really surprising that they would...
cut those corners? Is it that surprising? I mean, when someone builds attractive houses, they're trying to make as much money off of them as they possibly can. And they're doing these things as quickly as they can. They do them in bulk. It's rough.
It is rough because I really think you should be able to replace the faucet.
In the normal way, not in the chip out the countertop so that you can get the thing out of there.
Right.
So I'm very sorry.
I'm actually just telling you, because I'm sitting there going, I'm okay. I'm kind of a weakling, but come on.
I should be able to do this.
And then I end up getting a guy out and he's like, nope.
It's not you. It's the glue.
We got to break this. Or we got to saw this or cut this or I'm like, oh my God. Are you kidding? Yep. Got to cut it out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Next fast fact.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
Eleanor Roosevelt refused Secret Service. Refused. You
really?
Are not traveling with me when she was first lady. She just carried a pistol.
Oh, well, that's one way to do it. There weren't as many people carrying pistols around back in the day. Eleanor Roosevelt got her hands on one. She's like, just go ahead and come at me.
Ellie.
She liked to do a lot of road trips. She had a female friend who they would take a
yes,
lot of road trips.
Yes, she did
together.
Have a female friend that they would go on
they
road trips together. And they didn't need any accompaniment from a bunch of men with guns. She had her own gun.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're big on the Roosevelt era.
I know a lot about the Roosevelts, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast facts.
A friend, you
said. A friend. You know.
Multiple friends or long-term friend?
She had a long-term, friend couple that were most likely lesbians. You know, they were together as a couple. And she spent a lot of time with them. And then
I don't know about the couple thing. Yeah. I only knew that she was closeted. Well, that's the assumption.
Allegedly.
Yes.
So she was in a throuple.
Maybe.
Way before her time.
Or her husband burnt her so bad, he had an affair with her personal assistant. And from that day
on... Well, she was a lesbian, so he couldn't...
They were just...
He didn't have anyone to do.
They were just...
Married.
She just was like, we're married in name only. You're not getting back in here ever. And then he died.
You're having weird eyes. I don't understand.
I didn't know that part.
Is this wildly known or well-known?
No, I don't know.
I think that the... You know, though, I may have just heard all this stuff from you.
Yeah, and then...
I don't think it's in the history books. Like, they're not teaching the kids about this.
The person who died by FDR when he died... The woman was the woman he had the affair with. He kept up with her his entire life. And she was there when he died, not Eleanor.
Well, she was on a road trip with her girlfriend.
She was a prolific woman. She did so many things for the country. And yeah.
But she was a Tina and Louise.
You mean like Ginger from...
You mean Thelma and Louise?
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah.
Tina Louise is Ginger from...
No. I was thinking of the road trip. Island. No, those girls go on a road
Thelma
trip.
Thelma and Louise, yes. But
they did a lot of road trips.
They were just friends.
Together.
Oh, I never watched it.
Oh, you should watch it. That's like the first time I ever saw Brad Pitt in anything. I was like, who is that beautiful guy? Who is that beautiful boy?
He was beautiful in that movie.
Just beautiful. But what a rotten person.
Oh, he was?
Mm.
Oh.
I mean, he was also very hot, but he did something that made them desperate.
Oh. The guy who invented cotton candy was a dentist from Tennessee.
Oh, that's one way to drum up business.
Yeah.
Here's a bunch of sugar. Eat it all the time. So good.
Milk duds, too, I bet.
Mm. Man, I love cotton candy.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God. Do you actually not love cotton candy?
I do not love cotton candy.
Wow.
What is your problem?
You love it?
It's so freaking delicious.
I mean, it's just delicious sponge
sugar. It's like
sugar.
Fairy food. Like... Oh,
no!
It disappears. It's like what I think Tinkerbell's hair must look like. Oh, and then you lick Tinkerbell's hair and you go, oh, it melted in my mouth.
If you love it so much, why don't you have it?
Because I don't go to the fair all the time. But when I go to the fair, I get a thing. You can buy it in a bag. You don't have to get it hot off the thing on the cone. You can just buy a bag of it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure somebody sells cotton candy. Why don't you have it at home?
I get it at a fair. It's fair food.
Or at the boardwalk. That's what I'll get some at the boardwalk.
Okay.
Maybe you should try it more.
A piece
maybe
or two of chocolate is enough dessert for me. I don't like cotton candy. I'm not into it.
I wonder if your girls like it. Maybe you should buy some and find out.
The best-selling video game in history is now Minecraft.
Oh, boy.
With roughly 300 million copies sold.
Wow.
The only other game to sell more than 100 million is Grand Theft Auto V at 205 million.
Wow. That's incredible.
But if you have kids, you go, for some reason, this game speaks to them.
It's awful. Like, I've tried to play it. My sister and my two kids play all the time. Like, when we were in Florida, and she's like, hey.
Tina.
Yeah, Tina. She goes, hey, you guys, you want to come over and play Minecraft? And they're like, yeah, let's go over. Sit down, just sat there all afternoon playing.
With Aunt Tina.
Cantina.
Until the 1940s, baby boys were dressed in pink and baby girls were dressed in blue. Pink was for boys because it was considered a stronger color. Blue was for girls because it was considered more delicate and dainty. Somewhere along the way, they must have switched it because that's the opposite, obviously.
Well, how very strange. And in such a short time, it's been switched.
Yeah.
Like, boy, attitudes sure do change. And that's a good thing. People should change their mind about stuff.
Canadian authorities have released its list of 911 calls that missed the mark last year until they include someone needing help with their washing machine and someone complaining that their cat was being mean.
My cat really keeps killing mice, eh? You said Canadian, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah. The authorities in...
I don't know about this washer.
Saskatchewan. Have released a list of top 10 reasons not to call 911.
Oh.
Based on actual incidents. 911 dispatchers received a call from an individual reporting that their tambourine was taken from a party they were at.
Well, how am I going to jam without my tambourine? Eh?
A person called 911 asking for help on a math equation because they didn't want to fail their test in the morning.
That's, well, I mean, if the cops weren't busy, maybe they could have helped. I think you have to consider busyness. Like, what's going on in Canada? Maybe they, if they've got time, shouldn't they? Yes.
I have a question. When you help your kids with their homework.
Did it end in tears and fighting and screaming? Yes.
If they came to you and said, I need help with this, mm-hmm. and they read it and you go, okay, look, we'll break it down. Mm-hmm. There's two parts to this question. Mm-hmm. The first part is, so now look
These
at that.
These are math equations?
No, not, okay. not necessarily, but whatever thing. It is, right. you break it down. So what's the first part? Do that.
Yeah.
Do you give them and point out the answers? Do you correct them if you see they're wrong? Or do you go, now you know how to do that, do it. And let that teacher correct you when you get in there with your homework.
Yeah, if I'm going to be honest, I only helped with art projects and like the big presentation stuff because I was in bed generally, and I didn't. And honestly, it's good for my kids that didn't because when I would try to help, we would just be in fights.
Oh,
yeah. My one kid would do his homework. The other kid, oh, he just struggled so much in school, and he would be so frustrated, and it was so sad. And you know, my patience level's not awesome at 6 p.m., and it just wasn't. So I'd be like, Dad, I gotta go. Come help him. I can't do this. And John was a saint.
He's, well, John! John is.
He is a saint.
He is
saint
one of, he's the, you up, got he, the good one.
He married me and stayed married to me.
I mean, I have the tested only those good limits. One.
He he's is. The guy. Right. He's the he's the man. Mm. Nobody else could ever put, I'd be murdered by anyone else. I'm sure he's thought about it.
Anyway, it seems that in Canada, they abuse 911 a lot. There's
more,
a lot
more,
of dough.
More of these. Yeah, these
right,
are good.
Now,
like
let's
them.
See here. Dispatchers got a call from someone having trouble with their washing machine.
Yeah.
A caller complained that their cat was being mean to them. They were apparently hoping an officer would come and help with the situation.
Can you send your cat whisperer that you have there at the station? Because my cat is very mean to me. I don't like it.
Such a hoser.
Yeah, eh?
Someone called 911. Did you just snort?
I did. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it directly into the microphone, but you, I forgot about hoser. Hey, hoser.
Take off, eh?
I love those old records. What
Me
was
too.
That?
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
And Rush was somehow in there.
Right. They take off to the great white north.
Hey, I meant to, we're going to post this, but I just wanted to give this to you real quick on the air. Cal Fire has a go bag checklist for wildfires.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, most of it is good stuff to have in any emergency kit, whether it be earthquake, fire, whatever. But food and water, a 3-day supply of non-perishable food, plus 3 gallons of water per person. A map. Have at least 2 evacuation routes planned. Medications.
Mm.
And replace them in your go bag before they expire. So you've got to keep up on your go bag. In order, especially if you are someone who needs your medicine.
Yeah. And I bet you that it's people who need their medicine who are more careful about this stuff, because I will say we've put together go bags and we put them together and I haven't seen them and it's been like 12 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we still have those, but they're like under the house and we piled some boxes on them.
Yeah.
It's going to be, more of a...
Or pilfered them and then you're like, who used everything in the go bag?
This is more of a stop bag. Or a restock bag.
Put some clothes away. At least 1 change of clothes plus old glasses or contacts.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Car keys. If you have an extra set of car keys, that's where they should live, in your go bag. Money. Put some cash in the bag. And maybe even a credit card or 2.
Mm-hmm.
Copies of important documents like birth certificates or passports. You know, we've gotten so digital that we don't think of those things, but those, your social and your birth certificate are really important to have.
Yeah. You know, you should have maybe photographs of that stuff too. Like I was thinking if your house ever did burn down, if you had photos of those things up on the cloud or whatever, you would at least be able to say, look, my house burned down. Here's the overhead map that's gone. I have photos of this stuff. Please reissue my documents.
And pet food and extra water. For your pet, if you have them, this is the go bag list, and we're going to put this on
Sarah and Vinny's Facebook page. Did you already do it, Maddie?
I just put up the official list from CalGov.
Great.
Great. Good. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Cotton candy is literally called fairy floss in England.
Go!
I love cotton candy, says 707. We've been off all sugar and processed food since August. I'm down 30 plus pounds. So I just have to dream about it now.
Mm. That's incredible. So you just cut sugar out.
I have 14 and 12-year-old kids. I recently checked my go bags and there was baby formula and onesies in there. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You feel like, okay, I did that. You're not thinking, you don't want to be, and it does mean that you're thinking about disaster constantly if you're keeping that thing up to date. I'm not surprised that people let them go out of date. Did we look this up recently? There's an earthquake supply company or something like that. There's literally one in San Rafael where I went and bought a go bag and it was like packed. It has all this pre-packed, like high calorie foods and water and solar blankets and all this. Like it has a lot of this stuff in it. Like you can go and get one of these, but it turns out you probably have to buy it every couple of years because they do expire. Mm-hmm. But those are the ones I think we have. And those are definitely at least 12 years old.
Maddie, you'll have to confirm if this is a true quote. 707 says, do one thing every day that scares you. And it's attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt as she went around with a gun and no Secret Service protection. Mm. Is that true?
That is an actual quote from her.
I like it.
Let's find some more quotes from her.
That's one of the things about, well, for me, it's surfing. But when you are in nature mm-hmm. and you're not in charge and you're part of the, like, I can truly be scared for my life in the ocean. I've had moments yeah. where I'm truly scared.
You've mentioned them. They horrify me too.
It's a good thing. You like sort of, that is.
Is it?
Well, you want it. I think humans.
It's good if you live through it.
Well, but I still think humans do want it. It's not good to test yourself beyond your abilities, but I do think testing yourself in one way or another is a good thing. It's certainly.
Or live safely and don't test yourself. You don't have to take Eleanor Roosevelt's advice.
Shit, are you kidding?
She could. Is that what you said?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
She was first lady.
Walking around with a gun. Those are the olden days, though.
And other hot lesbian ladies.
Right. Keep that on the down low, please, would you? Don't out her.
Let's see here. Vinny, you know where that doesn't happen? When you buy a home built in 1904. Yeah, I guess that's the new thing. Like all the people I've had out where stuff is breaking down in my house, they've all said, oh, the contractors just don't want to have to come back and repair anything.
Right. And so they're building a bunch of houses at mm-hmm. once. And that's, you know, if you get a great company, there are a lot of great companies that build houses that way and they do it right. And you probably pay a little more for those houses too. Like it's, I mean, and I felt like your house, you didn't buy a cheap house. It's a beautiful house. I've been in that house. I love that house.
510 says, OMG, I'm rolling on the floor. The camo pants, the back biscuits, y'all are hilarious. Vinny, your laugh gets me going every time.
I know.
Odyssey.
Vinny hears himself laugh and he can't stop laughing.
I was choking.
He was literally choking. He started coughing. His face got all red. His eyes were tearing up. He's laughing so hard. Scott was great today. I thought.
Yeah.
OMG, you look, I love very this trepidatious. How did you all meet him? I'm burning calories just listening to him.
I don't even remember. I think he contacted us and wanted to come on.
Alex Bennett.
Thank you. He was on with Alex Bennett all the time on Live 105 in the old days.
Shame. You did it, Vinny, all these years, and Scott finally will stop coming in. I don't think so.
You did find a way.
I don't know.
You stabbed him in his most vulnerable. You found the chink in his armor.
He's an actor, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen.
I think he was actually crying. I'm feeling some kind of way about this.
Knowing Scott all these years, I'm going to say that he is going to be thinking about that the rest of the day.
Oh, there's no question.
You guys are nuts.
Even though it's ridiculous.
I'm
he's like the skinniest
guy. I'm
telling
you right now, he is fully taking a bow as he exits the studio or exits the building.
Oh,
he's
man.
Like,
I hope you're right, because I actually feel kind of bad about it.
No, you don't.
Kind of.
Why?
Listen,
when has he ever...
I write him back. I go, are you all right? I love you. He goes, love you and thank you. But the truth is, I got to give up the half and half. By the way, my sister was on a treadmill throughout her pregnancy. Hashtag fat free.
So I'm in the bathroom on the break, and Scott's in the bathroom on the break.
How you doing?
How did that go? Fine. But that's the first thing he says to me as I walk in the door. You know, my sister was on a treadmill. And so, I mean, so he's totally thinking about that. Like, you know.
And then what happened?
And then I waited till Scott left, and then I went to, you know.
All the stuff he says to any one of us.
I know.
And we can't throw a little back at him without feeling bad about it. Forget it. I don't feel bad. The back biscuit thing's been aimed at me 1,000 times.
Mm. You know, though, I did learn the word back biscuit from you, so I'm feeling like you maybe feel like we're saying that to you, but no one ever says that to you except you. So
no, how dare you
think on that? I would
That's
never.
Him. He said that to me.
Yeah, he might have been. Okay, you're right.
How dare you?
Well, you're stronger than he is, so take that to heart.
Vinny. Oh, never mind.
We're out of time.
Yeah, we are.
When we come back, we'll play
a
game.
Oh, my God.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.